This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Yes, that's true. That's fun. That is darn fun. For instance, K-Fire 550. Bismarck Mandan, legendary voice of the Northern Plains. Our show, Todd, what would you say? King Kong? I mean, give me some radio speak for this program on K-Fire.
Goliath,
okay. All right. And other talk shows locally originated, do they have like 3, 4, 5% of the audience? Like what would the number be?
Not even. Not counting mine. Mine does okay. They'll still dwarf.
I'm talking about this time slot.
Oh, this time slot. Well, there aren't any locally produced. But the,
statewide. Statewide show.
Produced elsewhere in North Dakota. Yeah, it's a very small blip.
Is it like close to zero?
Yes.
Wow. So you hear a lot of talk, and that's fine. That's okay. We don't boast a lot other than to say we're grateful. We have immense gratitude for the audience. We love you. We really do. We really appreciate you. And, the advertisers know this. They've figured all that out. And that's honestly all that matters, because no advertisers, Todd and I, we're eating dog food. It's not a good thing. I don't like the taste of dog food. I don't know about you, Todd, but, my dogs are okay with it.
Have you ever had dog food?
Not on purpose.
So you have had it, okay?
Yeah, well, a kernel every now and then.
So I can't say whether I like it or not. I've never had it, but
yeah. Well, we have
that eats milk bones and loves them. If that counts.
We have a labradoodle, and he's a little overzealous about eating his food, and so sometimes he digs in so much that stuff goes flying, and then once in a while you get a little piece of the. On the end of the tongue there, so it's not pretty. Anyway, that's a long way of telling you, the advertisers.
We need a video of that, by the way.
The advertisers you hear on these stations, on these programs, require your support if you'd like to continue to hear this program. That's what makes it go. That's what feeds us. So we thank them as well, our fine sponsors. And our advertisers on the program. Very, very important to this programming continuum. And as you know, we are but a blip when you look at the national landscape of media. We are but a blip. A lot of swamp talk out there. You don't get swamp talk here. We knock down swamp talk. What does swamp talk about?
President Trump has a lot of turnover in his administration.
I don't know how many scholars it takes before these people figure out President Trump doesn't do things the way other politicians have done them, because he's not a politician. But you're not going to hear that from Swamp Talk. You're going to hear the same old, same old. We give you something a little bit differently here on the program, and we appreciate you. We ask a simple question every day: what's on your mind? And we want to know if it's a snowstorm, if it's a snowblower, if it is, a pipeline protest, you name it, whatever it is, what is on your mind? That's what we come to the microphones to ask on this program. We try and bring you insightful guests that are newsworthy and newsmakers and answer questions that you might have, and we do our best to bring you those things. Like tomorrow, we're doing Trooper Talk, by the way, and we have the Motor Carrier Division fellows in. These ELD regs are causing literally consternation like you can't believe. So much misinformation out there. People are losing sleep over this. They don't know what the rules are. It's a nightmare, as most things with government are. And they're just horrible. Now, as you know, there was a 90-day waiver that gave everybody a little bit of applause. Well, that ends on April 1st. So we're going to get you the facts on Trooper Talk tomorrow in the 10 o'clock hour. Okay? All right. We look forward to that. Today on the program, I am excited to announce to you something that I, Todd and I actually dreamed this up last night. Congressman Kevin Cramer was supposed to be on the talk radio town hall, as he is each and every Wednesday and has been for darn near his entire tenure as a member of Congress from North Dakota. Takes an hour of calls, texts, emails, questions every single week for a full hour. As you know, if you've been listening to this program regularly, Congressman Cramer's son, Isaac, Ike as he's called, has been fighting a battle, terrible, related to his liver and kidney failure. He yesterday was transferred to the University of Mary, Rochester Methodist Hospital, Mayo Clinic. Thank you very much. Mayo Clinic, Rochester Methodist Hospital. And they're starting to actually talk about, like, a transplant, which is a miracle. I mean, a miracle. They were planning the worst, days into this, 10 days or so ago, and now they're down there just trying to take this one moment at a time, but potentially have a miracle. So obviously Congressman Cramer could not join us. Please keep Ike in your prayers. Same with the family. Kevin put up a Facebook post about this last night. Todd shared it. I've shared it. It's on our Facebook media. You can see that as well. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of comments. Just amazing and so wonderful. I love that about Facebook. Great opportunity to let people know when other people need prayers. And certainly Ike Cramer does, as do Kevin and Chris Cramer. But he couldn't be here next hour. We understand. It's understandable. Nobody has given more of his time to this program than Congressman Cramer. So we certainly understand. I thought last night, I said, Todd, how about we ask Senator Heidi Heitkamp to fill in a pinch? And so I sent her a text last night and said, you probably heard Kevin's not able to join us. Would you? And, I said, that was, let's see, it's 6:42 p.m. last night. As of 8 this morning, I didn't have a response to that text, so I sent a follow-up text and said, yes, no, maybe, any kind of an answer, we'd love. And she said, nope, have banking and markup in HSGAC. They love acronyms in Washington, D.C. So basically she's saying she has Senate business to attend to, and she cannot join us. So, in anticipation of that, I said to Todd, and if she can't, why don't we do this? Why don't we take the talk radio town hall tomorrow, and we will continue this off the air as well to allow you to ask your questions of Senator Heitkamp. So today's talk radio town hall will be a talk radio town hall for questions of Senator Heidi Heitkamp. What I cannot promise you today is answers to those questions. I can promise you this. Her office will get the questions, and we will continue to assemble the questions via text, calls, emails, and forward them onto her office and get answers. Because I think you're due that. I mean, we joke about it occasionally. We share frustration. We literally have hundreds of requests into her office for an interview since her last appearance here. She doesn't answer, she'll answer most times and say, no, she's busy, too busy for our audience. And then we sort of just kind of shrug our shoulders, throw up our hands, and stop doing anything about it. I don't know if that's a good way to go. I don't know if that's the best approach. You've got an important decision in November between Congressman Kevin Cramer and Senator Heidi Heitkamp, and I think you're due answers to your questions. So let's ask her questions, and let's assemble that list of questions, and I don't care if it gets, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 pages long of questions, we're going to keep forwarding them on, and we'll take an entire hour to do it today. So just think what you think the most important question for her to answer is, okay? Also, I firmly believe one of the reasons that she declines our offer to come on this program and take your questions repeatedly is because of her experiences previously on this program, when I have never been more proud of a radio audience in my entire life than how you went about asking questions. They were respectful. They were not mean and snarky and everything else, but they were tough and they were pointed. And they were things like, with all due respect, I want a yes or no answer to this question. Here's my question. Because you're used to how the game is played. And that's why she doesn't appear here. And that's wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. I also believe it'll cost her the election if she continues to do this between now and November. You can't diss an audience this big It's too obvious what you're doing. You're ducking. You're hiding. So I look forward to it. And just think long and hard. What do you think the most important question is? Been pressed on that issue. Myself, I have a tough time coming up with one. But I know collectively we can do this. A lot of ways for you to do it. You can do it right now by calling 855-200-1776, extension 1. Okay? You can also text Todd or I. He's at 226-8503. I'm at 367-2054. You can also email studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's next hour. Your questions for Senator Heidi Heitkamp, okay? Bring them in starting now. What's your most important question you want answered by Senator Heidi Heitkamp? We'll do that next hour on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Coming up here in a little bit, Will Gardner, candidate for Secretary of State in North Dakota. He's a Republican running against a Republican for the Secretary of State seat. Says Al Jager's been there too long. It's time for new blood. We'll talk with him about that campaign coming up. In the meantime, what's on your mind? Anything goes. Lay it on me. Let's go on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer a two-day soybean marketing and risk management seminar for soybean producers. Sharpen your soybean skills and learn more about marketing soybeans in today's fast-paced markets. Topics to be covered include trading technologies, basis, options, hedging, contract types, producer marketing plans, and strategies. This seminar will be held on March 15th and 16th at two locations, NDSU Commodity Trading Room, located at Berry Hall in Fargo, and Bismarck State College Campus in Bismarck. Both courses will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frayne Olson of NDSU. Seating is limited and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register by March 2nd at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thompson and Sons, one of our fine sponsors on What's on Your Mind, as you know. Find out more about them at hatandsons.com. Financing available, free estimates. They are, of course, you know, the little plumber since 1908, been doing it that many years in Bismarck, but they have expanded now. They're also in Fargo, Grand Forks, Gwinner, Newtown, and Minot. I like to talk about how they can save you money on your bottom line. That's what I'm talking about. You're looking at that bottom line and say, where can I save? I can't find any other savings. Where can I do it? Maybe it's with the Link service from H.A. Thompson & Sons, where they provide cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements, and they do that for buildings and business owners throughout the region, doing that about 600 of those. They maintain your mechanical heating and cooling system, so you don't have the uh-ohs that come up and make a big difference. Okay? All right. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. A bunch of texts pouring in. Wait for some calls on anything on your mind today at 800-228-0550. Let's see here. One bit of news out of Botno I want to share with you. I love Botno. I really do. I wish you could just move it, you know, like kind of in the center. Metegoshi and everything, like sort of like, I don't know, somewhere between Bismarck and Washburn. Wouldn't that be cool? Sorry, I'm dreaming. Anyway, back to reality. Today, a message was received that the Botno Public School Administration considered to be a threat to the district. The Botno County Sheriff's Department of BCI immediately informed, given the information they processed. The person shown in the message has been interviewed by authorities. Authorities have deemed this to not be a threat and are continuing the investigation to determine the origin of the message that was received. As a precautionary measure, the district will be in a soft lockdown. That's today. Doors remain locked, and all outdoor activities will be held inside. The buildings will be off limits to visitors throughout the lockdown. They say, thank you for your understanding. The situation has put us in, and be assured we are doing all we can to keep Botno Public School a safe school. Further information will be distributed throughout the office as deemed necessary. Pat Brendan, Superintendent, Botno Public School District. You know, just like last week's situation was handled by Kidder County, I think we've got a great example of how these threats are taken seriously. There is a plan. You know, you never like these things, but when they happen, how they're handled are so important. So good news there. And then remember, Todd, yesterday when I was talking about that school where kids were not allowed to touch the snow? And when I first read it, I said, Britain. Britain, South Dakota. What in the heck are they thinking in Britain, South Dakota, right? We later found out it was in Britain, as in, you know, the UK, okay, that this was happening. And I was having a little fun with it. I knew it was in Britain, but anyway, I was like, can't believe these South Dakotans have gone crazy. Well, we should know better than to have fun, because we did get a message today from the elementary principal in Britain, and her name is Kyla Richter. Kyla said she heard that we were quite the talk of the radio waves. Our high school science teacher explained that per your show, What's on Your Mind, Britain does not allow our students to touch or play in the snow. That was quite a surprise to us. We certainly allow students to play in snow and encourage it. See, that's Britain, South Dakota versus Great Britain. I love it. I'm not sure who your caller was, but we would love to send you some pictures to post on your website of BH Kids enjoying our winter Wonderland playground.
Please do.
Yes. Send the pictures, Kyla. Send the pictures, and we will contrast the pictures of Britain, Hecla, South Dakota, and Great Britain and all that insanity over there. So thank you very much. And see what I'm talking about? High school science teachers in Britain, South Dakota. What are they doing? Got an ear on What's on Your Mind while they're educating tomorrow's leaders. Oh, bless you, bless you, bless you. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Okay, let's see here. A whole boatload of texts to get to. Here's a text from Todd. Todd doesn't always text me, but when he does,
what?
Yeah, it's good. If you take all of the marshmallows out of a box of Lucky Charms, you are left with a box of Purina Cat Chow. This goes back to me eating dog food, doesn't it? That's what he's, yeah, thank you for
yep,
that, Doug.
There
yeah,
you go.
Exactly
there
right.
You go.
And I love
really
Lucky
thought
Charms.
About that, but they do look like those. And,
yeah. Geez. And you've taken all the fun out of the Lucky Charms. Yeah.
Exactly.
Listener says, good morning. When was the last time that Heidi Heitkamp was on the program? And do you know if she's been on her brother's show and how often she goes on there? Who does she communicate with in the state? A serious question from a listener. I could tell you when the last time was by memory. Dustin Moore, you might be tasked with the official confirmation of this. I believe it was from Big Iron, not this past year, but the year before. and it was related to her basically defending the Obama administration's response to DAPL, believe it or not. Too darn long. If she's been on her brother's show, yes, although I will tell you, her brother tells me at least that he believes that she should go on other shows, and including ours, and that she doesn't do his show enough. But she is on his show, although, again, it's very controlled. They're not just, you know, opening up to, hey, she's going to take questions for an hour like John Hovind does or Kevin Cramer does or Doug Burgum does. So it's different. Who does she communicate with in the state? Senator Heitkamp is a very savvy politician. The one glowing bit of praise you'll hear from me on Senator Heitkamp is that she is very liberal. She's a former EPA lawyer, okay? That's liberal. Her record is such, I mean, you talk to people. I've had a Facebook conversation with a fellow who owns a business in the Bismarck Mandan pawn shop and, shooting gallery. He talks about, you know, literally having Heitkamp scream at him. A business owner, you know? I mean, what in the world? I forget exactly what he said, but if you check it on my Facebook page, you'll find it. I've heard the same from pregnancy health clinics, who literally are in fear of her from her time in the Attorney General. But as a good Democrat, first of all, in North Dakota, a good Democrat means what? You convince people you're not as much a Democrat as you are. You're not as liberal as you are. You have that, aw, shucks, I'm nice, never mind my record, never mind what I say I'll do, just trust me on this one thing. And obviously they find just the right folks that either have to play it straight, can't exactly be partisan, in city government, for instance, or whatnot, or, the handful of ardent Democratic supporters they have in each community, and then they have meetings with them, and they post pictures of that and act like they're meeting with people, when they're not. That's how it works. That's how it works. So, I hope that answers your question. Let's see here. Update from Botno. Due to additional information that has been brought forth this morning, Botno Public School will not be in session today. Additional information may be sent out at a future date and time. What's the additional information say, Todd? It's a very long message. We got to be vigilant, basically. Together we can help diminish the risk of a tragedy occurring in our community and help ensure that we are prepared and respond appropriately.
You got to wonder directly. Some of what's going on is they're just not releasing more information so as to not goof up the investigation. You know how that can go.
And they got to be careful.
Yeah.
They absolutely have to be careful. No doubt about it. So appreciate the fact that they're doing that. All right. Michelle in Columbus, we're going to get to your call. A bunch of texts as well. As I mentioned, Will Gardner, candidate for Secretary of State, will be in here. Next hour, the Talk Radio Town Hall. Your chance to ask Heidi. What's your questions for Heidi Heitkamp? Coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Being equipped for tomorrow starts today. Buy now to save on the New Holland equipment you need from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer. You can take advantage of 0% financing plus cashback options on select New Holland tractors, hay, and harvesting equipment. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to see how much you could save. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking forward to next week. It is Farm Bureau week, so we're going to be having some fun there. I want to talk some trade, too, by the way. And you know, I'll give you just a little cliff note on the trade talk I want to tackle. You know, we have a discussion going on right now on whether or not it's a good idea to add tariffs to steel and aluminum. The idea being, let's help our steel industry, okay, because they're gone. Now, people that buy steel are not happy about that, and they're saying, we don't want a trade war. But, you know, a lot of ag products get socked with tariffs. Where's the steel folks having the back of the ag folks when that happens? Maybe it's happened, but I don't know. I think we just need a good discussion on all this. So anyway, that's Farm Bureau Week. Next week, one of the topics we'll tackle. A few weeks ago, now maybe a couple of months ago, I forget when, I was up at the Kevin Skunas farm in Arthur, North Dakota. Kevin's the president of the National Corn Growers Association, and I took the time to go up and interview him, but also just spend a day on the farm with him. Got him the cab of the combine as they were taking out some of the last corn last fall. It was a blast. And I heard from a lot of ranchers that say, hey, city boy, you're at the farm. That's easy. Why don't you come out to a ranch? So I said, let's do it. And I heard from Doug Hilly. He invited me to come out to his ranch by St. Anthony. And so I'm bunking there Wednesday night at the Hilly Hilton, right there at the ranch. And then, you know, if they wake up at 3 in the morning for calving, then they're going to wake me up at 3 in the morning. I just want to live the life. So we're going to be doing that. Then Friday, I'm in Watford City. And the toughest part of going to Watford City is deciding where to stay. You know, Teddy's Presidential Suites, I usually stay, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites. But I go right down the list of, you know, incredible facilities. And you can stay where I stay. Great spot. Ask for the Best of the West special. That's the promo code. You'll get 10% off their lowest rate in Watford City. And it's a great time to see the North Unit of the Teddy Roosevelt Park. Just beautiful times. It's really great. Really great. They're doing that big mobile pack this weekend at the Rough Rider Center. 500 volunteers needed to help pack over 100,000 meals that will be shared with needy people around the world. So that's a neat deal. They have a big job fair coming up in April. A lot to tell you about in Watford City. We're going to go to the University of Mary's beautiful location at the Rough Rider Center, too. So it should be fun. All right. We have Will Gardner, candidate for Secretary of State, joining us in studio. We're going to chat with him after Michelle in Columbus, who I promised I would chat with and has been waiting. Michelle, what's on your mind?
Yes, briefly. I noticed it a couple weeks ago when you guys were talking about building up main streets out in some of these here small towns. Again, with a, and I thought it was a little bit with making it more attractive to such things with service industries and cafes and to make it nice. And I appreciate the direction sincerely, but we have to have a foundation under that before you have customers at a cafe. We need to be getting wholesale manufacturing in some of these isolated rural, it's our ideal circumstances for it. And we have the president, he says in his campaign, we're supposed to be rebuilding manufacturing in America. And the blue collar factory worker, I know it's kind of boring, but it's work. It's good paying work too.
And I think, Michelle, the point I will take away from your commentary here, which is good and I appreciate you, is that every community has to decide what's their thing going to be. And to the extent you can get the manufacturing you're talking about, that's fabulous. But you know, in many places, you're going to Columbus to get manufacturing with a small community that it is going to be a challenge. But maybe somebody out there wants to do that. Maybe they have some experience. Maybe they have set up shop downtown and do something that works. Find your niche. You know, maybe it's the best caramel rolls on the planet Earth, and people actually will drive to Columbus because they can't go anywhere and get a better caramel roll than they can in Columbus. And that's why I love what the governor's doing with Main Street ND. This is a wonderful, wonderful idea, and it's really the idea is this. Think differently. Think differently than you currently do. Do it differently than we've done it. Try and think, you know, and have every community get in a place where it has something which ultimately will then say, hey, quality of life's better, and I want to live there, and I'll come work there too. Find one of those great jobs because our dashboard blinking light right now is workforce. You got a city the size of Jamestown in job openings in the state of North Dakota. Keep coming with those questions and comments, though, Michelle. We appreciate you. Will Gardner is here, candidate for Secretary of State. Hello, Will. How are you?
Scott, it's good to be here on the flag. Nice. Well, all across the state.
Yeah, KFIRE 550, KLTC, KTGO, and the What's On Your Mind family. Appreciate that. Will and I spent some time working together when the flag first started downtown Fargo.
Yep.
Many years ago.
Very cool. Yeah.
I have a few gray hairs on my head to show for that time. Not from you, of course, just from all kinds of other things. We have a Secretary of State. He is a Republican. His name's Al Jager. He's been there since
92,
okay. So a long time.
Yep.
You thought about running for his spot the last time he was up for re-election.
Mm-hmm.
He told you at that time that I'm going to do this one more time and then I'm going to be done, right?
Yeah.
And so this time you're challenging a Republican. Why? Tell us.
Well, it comes down because the issues are serious enough right now. We have several million in IT projects that have just not produced anything. And that's just kind of frustrating. If you're fiscal conservative and you want to make sure that our dollars are spent the way they're supposed to be, that's a huge thing. We can't register businesses online. And so you just talked about businesses and jobs in the state. Well, the first step in starting a business is registering with the state. And if that takes weeks and weeks to do and you can't do that online, you have to find a fax machine in order to register your business.
You aren't serious.
Either fax machine or mail it in. And or visit the office in person.
There's a lot of people that are probably even listening that don't know what a fax machine is. My
daughter's a 4.0 student and she's 16 years old and she heard my speech and she said, "Dad, what's a fax machine?"
But are you serious? North Dakota currently doesn't have the ability to take online applications to set up a corporation.
Right. And Scott, 20 years ago when I was at NDSU, I was a student. And I started my business. I was helping businesses with their forms and registering and all the online processing. I was doing that 20 years ago. And some people think, well, 20 years ago, there wasn't internet. Yeah, there was. You know, so maybe a small business would have been 15 years ago, but at least 10 years ago, we should have had this technology. And so what this has translated into, what has happened because you haven't been able to register online, is that the offices had to close down once a week. I think they're getting caught up now, you know, with the Bakken now that's not as much of an issue. But because they had of all this hassle, people just started registering in different states because it was a lot easier. You could do this in minutes instead of weeks. And people, in order to open up their business bank account, they have to have a certificate from the banks, from the Secretary of State's office saying you have a business, and then they can have their bank account open. So they're registering in different states.
What do the other states do? Is it just common practice to be able to allow registration online?
Yeah, you just click, 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 and you're done.
So South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, our neighboring states?
Montana has just unrolled theirs. Texas has had one. Delaware, they're registering all over the
place. So why don't we have one?
I think it's just a lack of understanding of the software process and just making sure you're riding herd over your projects. That is a big asking the right questions. I think our governor has really kind of clarified that as well, talking about how we need to keep asking questions, and that's absolutely true. As a person who's helped businesses become more efficient through technology, I've had to ask those questions to other businesses or within our own business, making sure we're keeping our processes tight and we're not trying to do everything in the business. And I think sometimes doing more than what you can do in sort of small pieces, that's kind of one of the secret sauces of making efficiency, is not trying to do everything.
Our guest is Will Gardner. He is a candidate for the Republican nomination for Secretary of State. He is running against an incumbent, so that'll be one of the questions that'll come before the convention early in April in Grand Forks. If you have a question or comment for Will, fire him in. You can call us at 800-228-0550. You can also text Todd or I, 367-2054 for me, 226-8503 for Todd, or you can email us studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. So, obviously, Republican running against a longtime Republican incumbent is challenging, and you're trying to do this in a respectful way. You've obviously at one point even sort of had a dialogue with Al about when are you going to retire and what are you thinking, and because I'm interested in this position and been looking at this for a long time, right? How is it being received? How is challenging a Republican incumbent being received out there?
You know, I think everyone is on the same page in terms of we respect and appreciate the service he's given to our state. He's the only secretary I've ever voted for, and I appreciate his leadership. And the challenges of the office today are a lot different than when he first came into office. So I don't really challenge him personally. I think I appreciate what he's done, and I think he's done a thorough job in the areas that he's good at. I kind of overlap in some of those as well. I have some histories in addition to my experience with technology and helping businesses. I've also been a realtor. And so last year, for example, on the side, if you will, I helped with $4 million in transactions. And so I understand the legal documents that the Secretary of State will have to deal with and the processes there as well. And then on the election side, Scott, I think it's also important to point out an issue that is pretty glaring. You hear in the national level, we talk about the Russians and the Russians and the Russians and when it comes to elections. And I think the bigger problem in our state is the fact that our laws are being challenged, and that in the last presidential election, or the 2016 election, we had 16,000 people in the state vote, and we didn't have any ID of them. So we don't know if they were from Minnesota or from North Dakota, or if they were too young to vote, or if they're actually U.S. citizens. We have a huge problem. And so, making sure that the people that are voting in the state are supposed to be voting in our state. We have a very good job and we're very excellent at being open, and I like that. The fact that we're the only state that does not have voter registration, there's kind of a benefit to that, because registration and bureaucracy, I'm not a huge fan of, but if we need to sew things up in our elections so that we are sure that people in the state, so we don't have 16,000 people or more next year. This coming, the margin of error in the Heitkamp Berg race was just a few thousand votes. Now imagine 16,000 people. How that variance is going to be a huge problem this upcoming election.
And the Democratic nominee for this post will be advocating to keep that system loose. They like that. They don't like the idea of people needing to have an ID to vote. That's what this election is going to be about, folks. And I we're going to talk more about it after the break, so don't go away. Questions, comments, welcome to on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hot tubs, game tables, saunas, pools, they've got it all. The hot spring spas and pool tables, two Vince's here. Every day made better and some big savings going on right now to move out the 2017 models. Tell us.
Yeah, we have five showrooms across the state, and we're full of the 2017 models. We want to clear them out. You can take advantage of special financing on them or even cash discounts on all in-stock remaining inventory.
Not to mention how every day will be made better for you in 2018, right?
That's right. It's one of the greatest health and wellness product categories on the market today. Hot water, a sauna, what it does for the body using it daily. It's a miracle and it's magic.
Come on in, find out more about it and take advantage of the great savings. Remember to use the promo code ACE with your Hot Spring Spa staff member and you'll get an additional savings up to $1,900. Promo code ACE at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, West Fargo, and now Devil's Lake 2. Remember the promo code ACE.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Texter says, speaking of our guest, Will Gardner, Republican candidate for Secretary of State in North Dakota, I completely agree with Will. I have to renew my contractor license and file an annual report every year and file a trade name renewal every 5 years. Every time I fill out a form, they ask for my email, yet I have never received anything back from the Secretary of State via email. Seems like a lot of paperwork to me. You hear that a lot?
Yeah, I think there's a fire hazard in the office. There's just a lot of paper, a lot of paper. And I do hear that quite a bit from people who are trying to register their businesses. As a matter of fact, the North Dakota Petroleum Council, it was number three on their list of things that they wanted to change in the last session. See, of all the things in government to change, that was the top number three item on their list, was to make the office more efficient.
Wow. Jim in Fargo, question for Will Gardner. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Scott. Jim Casper calling. I've just got to take issue with some of the statements that your guest is making to try to set the record straight. His implication, I believe, is incorrect.
Which application are you talking about, Jim?
Well, there's a couple of them, and if you give me a chance, last time I called in when he was on the air, you cut me off. And if you give me
warning you, we don't have much time, so get to the point is what I'm saying.
2015 legislative session, we passed a bill to eliminate the voter affidavits. Unfortunately, a lawsuit was filed in early 2016. The federal judge said voter affidavits had to be used in the 2016 session. That's why those 16,000 affidavits were used. That's number one. On the thing about the technology problem in the Secretary of State's office, 2011, the legislature passed a bill requiring that the IT department in the state of North Dakota get involved with doing the software for the Secretary of State's office. That was a fiasco because the IT department did not know what they were doing. It took 4 years before the legislature finally realized that had to be changed, and now the software that your guest is criticizing is ready to be implemented this fall or this summer. So
you're saying, Jim, that doesn't fall at the feet of the Secretary of State? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely correct.
Okay, so Will, go ahead and respond to that.
Well, I think the Secretary of State is the sponsor in that project. So it has to fall on someone. In government, we have to have responsibility. And so we need to make sure that if you're riding herd over a project, you have to take responsibility for that. And in regards to the election side and all those affidavits, we need someone who's going to start bringing this issue up, that this is a huge problem that we have these affidavits in our state, because it may not be the Secretary of State that writes the law. It may not be the Secretary of State that decides the law. But the Secretary of State needs to be a witness to the people, needs to be a vocal advocate for making sure that our elections are safe. And if the Secretary of State does not speak out or advocate for it, then who else is going to do that?
All right, Jim, appreciate the call. Ralph and Gladstone, question for Will Gardner. Go ahead, you're next.
Yeah, okay, well, good morning. I think for the first time in a long time, we've got a very good candidate for Secretary of State. Now, I've met Will in person, talked to him on the phone, and I shared my concerns with him, and we're both on the same page, and particularly what I'm concerned about is the initiative and referral process. He and I are much more on the same page than the Secretary of State we currently have, Will's going to get my vote, that's for sure.
All right, Ralph, appreciate that call very much.
Yeah, thank you, Ralph.
I have an email question here for you from John Tranum. John is an active Republican in North Dakota, and certainly in the Fargo area, and he asks a similar question to all the candidates. He wants to know whether you'll honor what he calls the Representative Republic Modeled Convention and the elected delegates in your bid for House. In other words, essentially saying, what happens if you don't get the nomination? Do you go on to the primary?
You know, I very much will be honoring the wishes of the delegates, because it's the delegates themselves that have given me the ability to have a voice. In the past, without the process of a convention, people need to understand that if you don't have a convention, then really it's whoever has the most money can buy the ads. So anyone who has a voice or who has an interest in changing policy, if you don't have money, you don't have a voice. And so the convention does that, and that's why I'm going to respect the wishes of the convention.
All right. John, thanks for the question. We have about a minute left. Anything else you want to share?
You know, I just wanted to respond to Jim as well, in that I appreciate him bringing up the issue about the affidavits and his concern. I absolutely agree that it takes a partnership of legislators, the judge, but the public. But there's a role in the Secretary of State that has been underutilized in explaining to the people and being a vocal advocate and a witness to the fact that we have a huge problem in our state.
No, I mean, there's two things here. Number one, Heidi Heitkamp won by 3,000 votes. You told me the last election, 14,000 votes. We didn't have an ID for that.
16, yeah.
16, okay.
And it could be more next year.
So while I recognize that Al Jager wanted to fix that, sort of the legislature, it hasn't been fixed, and I don't hear about it.
Right.
I don't hear about, let's get the fix. I don't hear about, you know.
People hear about the Russians. They don't hear about this
right.
affidavit.
Number two. You know, the issue of what you just, you know, what an earlier emailer said, hey, all this paper that I have to send in and I don't get back. And we don't have basic tools. That other. Now, it sounds like there's other people involved in that, as you pointed out and Jim pointed out, you know, in the state. Fine. I don't hear from Al Jager saying, this is ridiculous.
Right.
This is no way to run a Secretary of State's office. You've handcuffed me. He doesn't say it.
Yep.
So, you know, we don't have a leader in the Secretary of State's office. And Al Jager served the state well, but it's time for him to be done. 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 I'm not a delegate, but if I were, you'd have my vote. Thanks, Will.
Thanks, Dad.
Appreciate it. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Ask Heidi next.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.